Alleged the companies committed war crimes by building illegal settlements and then marketing and selling them to Israelis. CBC's Peter Armstrong has the story.
Demonstrations like this have become a weekly ritual here. Dozens of Palestinians, foreign activists, and even some Israelis move through the olive groves and clash with the soldiers, trying to stop construction on the barrier in this part of the occupied West Bank. Israel says the barrier is essential to protect its citizens. Villagers say it's a land grab. Dozens have been injured in the demonstrations, including this Canadian, hit by rubber-coated bullets.
I've been beaten up by Israeli soldiers. I've been shot twice, once in the knee and once in the shoulder.
Maxime Brunet, another Canadian demonstrator here, says it's important to remind people back in Canada what is happening here.
If anything, my convictions are stronger, that this is really an illegal occupation and should be stopped, and Canada has a part in this.
The Canadian role she's referring to is happening just the other side of the contested barrier. Settlements like Modi'in Elite are illegal under international law, and Israel is required to stop such construction under the U.S.-backed Roadmap for Peace. Israel maintains any construction underway has been approved by its Supreme Court. Two Canadian companies are helping build and sell houses here.
It is considered under Canadian law to be a war crime.
Half a world away in Toronto, this lawyer represents Palestinian villagers who say the companies are building on their land.
The intent behind it is to replace the indigenous population of the village of Belin with the population of Israel. And that is contrary to international law.
In a rare legal move, they've gone to the Quebec Superior Court, demanding all work stop immediately. Neither company was available for comment. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad says he supports any initiative to stop settlement activity. After today's demonstration, Fayyad met with the protesters. While one battle is fought out in Canadian court, he says the villagers here will continue their demonstrations.
It is our path to freedom, and we're determined to stay this course of nonviolence.
The villagers here heed Fayyad's words, simply glad to see their fight is going international. Peter Armstrong, CBC News, New York.